distribution because, well, I gotta say, it's stylish, it's beautiful, and it's perfect for the Portland springtime. 877-500-5266. Do help get us over the goal. We are so very, very, very close to meeting the goal for the Old Mall Variety Hour today. You can be a part of pushing us over the top. We do love going over the top with you, our listener. 877-500-5266.
Yes, let's go over the top. Call us up. We need you. You need us. Thanks today to Lindy and Linda and Ani at Pledge Central. Thanks to the people who called, the KBOO volunteers who answered. And thanks to the you people who are going to call. Thanks to Laura Isikoff, Thomas Moniz, who wrote the book Rad Dad. It's really quite wonderful. Call in. We still have a few copies available. You'll really enjoy it, and you can give it to a gift to your friends, anybody who's in contact with kids and thinking about child rearing. And thanks to the Burgerville Workers Union who joined us today. Join us again next week for more news, views, reviews, and interviews from the Mole's underground and very radically democratic perspective. I'm Bill Resnick. Joe Clement was our engineer and disciplinarian.
And stay tuned now for Air Cascadia, followed at 10:15 by Locus Focus. Today on Locus Focus, Barbara Bernstein talks with Professor Robert Yates, whose new book, Earthquake Time Bombs, reveals the world's most dangerous earthquake hotspots, the communities at risk, and how we can mitigate the effects of future disasters. And at 11 on Health Watch, Dr. David Naiman speaks with Dr. Joel Furman, a board-certified physician and number one New York Times best-selling author of the book The End of Heart Disease. So stay tuned to KBOO, KBOO Portland.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, May 2nd, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, real community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. I've got one number for you today, just one, 877-500-5266. Brighten your day. Maybe even change your life. Maybe become inspired to take action in some area of interest to you personally that really changes your life. You'll find a world of ideas. This is what KBOO is here for. We are your voice. A voice that speaks both outwardly to the world and inwardly to yourself. That idea came to me because I was thinking about the life and times of Daniel Berrigan. He died at the age of 94 on Saturday in the Bronx. The Reverend Daniel Berrigan was a Jesuit priest and poet, and his defiant protests helped shape the tactics of opposition to the Vietnam War. They, of course, also any good deed in the United States of America is, of course, subjects you to prison, and he did indeed go to prison. He died, as I said, on Saturday in the Bronx at the age of 94, and this, what perfect way to talk about the delisting of the gray wolf. If ever there was a gray wolf, it was Daniel Berrigan. We have Nick Cady joining us today from Cascade Wildlands to talk a little bit about why this is, yes, is significant to do Cascadia. Yes, this is yet a further danger to our bioregion, the idea that gray wolves are delisted, yes, but there are long-term consequences of this lack of responsibility and failure to think long-term that we cannot understand, we cannot see from here. We do not have the privilege of a vantage point. And today, in 2016, we do not have the luxury of making stupid decisions which have unpredictable consequences. And on that note, I want to bring in Nick Cady to talk a little bit about the gray wolf. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, good morning.
We're so glad that you could join us today. Of course, we're in the middle of membership drive, so this puts us in touch with so many more people, and we get to hear so many more voices, and indeed people who call up right now to become members will be talking to other members of KABU, other volunteers. That's what makes this so special and so remarkable. And we're really glad that we are able to share this, the conversation we're about to have, with so many more people. So the decision was made, and we could see it coming. Though organizations like Cascade Wildlands have been fighting tooth and nail and will no doubt continue to do so, the delisting of the gray wolf, can you tell us briefly what brought that about? What strain of bad decisions got us here?
Sure. It was back in November of last year, the Oregon Fish and Wildlife Commission voted to remove gray wolves from the state list of endangered species, but we only had around 80 wolves in the state at the time. The decision was almost uniformly criticized as unscientific and politically driven, and so we challenged that decision along with Oregon Wild and the Center for Biological Diversity in court, arguing that, you know, it didn't apply the best available science. And so in response to this suit, you know, public review to ensure that, you know, the decision that the commission made complied with Oregon law, some legislators, specifically Representative Barreto, pushed a bill
Let's name all of them. Let's get their names out there so people know exactly what elected representatives are up to down there in Salem. It was indeed State Representative Greg Barreto, Brad Witt, and Sal Esquivel, who somehow got together and decided it was in their political best interests, self-serving best interests, to do this.
Right, and so they gathered together and they pushed through the legislature House Bill 4040, which can legislatively remove gray wolf protections. But today we submitted an ethics complaint against these state representatives because when it came down to determining whether the bill would have an impact on the public's right to review the commission's decision to remove these wolf protections, these representatives repeatedly kind of made some false statements and misrepresentations about the intent and purpose of the bill. They basically asserted that the bill would have no impact on our lawsuit and the public's review of the delisting decision for good science. And it turns out that that was the one and only impact of the bill was to preclude a public review of the delisting proposal.
In other words, shutting out, and wouldn't you, public review, does that contain the opinion of the Center for Biological Diversity, which has weighed in on this and made good scientific as well as moral and ethical sense for keeping the gray wolves? They should know. Biological diversity is put us here today. What arguments did they present?
Yeah, we presented a host of kind of scientific arguments back when the delisting was first being considered, that this was kind of inappropriate at this time. And we really tried to highlight the critical role that predator species play in an ecosystem. And we're just starting to see these benefits return in Oregon. And so pretty encouraged by the species recovery. This is a massive wildlife success story, but it just, we have to fight every step of the way against legislators and lobbyists, and it's just been a long, difficult process.
And before we let you go, just a little bit more about the role. Describe the role that the gray wolf and other of the top predators play in Cascadia's ecosystem. Why this is so very important that we think before acting, because I've got one other question too, but what role does the gray wolf play?
Sure. Well, with the gray wolf in particular, it's been kind of closely studied because they were reintroduced into Yellowstone. It was kind of a good area to study the species impacts, kind of a contained region. And they found that the reintroduction of the wolf kind of changed the behavior of ungulate species, deer and elk, the prey species, and forced them out of just mowing down riverside vegetation. So a lot of species, declining tree species, returned along riversides. This in turn had positive effects on fish populations and songbird populations and different aquatic vegetative species that were declining. And so predators, especially kind of key predators that are at the top of a food chain, play such a critical role in so many different ecosystems. And so with the wolf, it's one that's quite visible because we can see the impacts readily, and they happen quickly.
And it seems, too, that with the removal of top predators, we move yet another step further towards turning our wildlands, our forests and wildlands, into tree farms and other types of agricultural practices that have a well-defined monetary value. It's difficult to put a price on a forest, although we know that forests, the value of keeping trees vertical instead of horizontal is far greater than their value as lumber, which of course is very short term. There are many other stories going right now that this pertains to in ways that are unforeseen and that definitely bear some thought, giving some thought to. What would you like to see listeners do to stand in solidarity with the efforts of organizations like Cascade Wildlands and the gray wolf itself and top predators that we don't know exactly, you cannot actually understand what they do. But what would you like to see people do to help with this effort?
Well, the reason we filed this ethics complaint is I think it's important that people start holding their state representatives accountable. I mean, one of these representatives is a Democrat that pushed this bill forward that, you know, wildly mischaracterized and lied about. And so it's frustrating to see, you know, Democrats who are supposed to be allies on good science with wildlife issues making these decisions.
So, and everybody listening out there right now today can find out a great deal more about that, who to call and what to do. If you just Google Cascadia Wildlands, you can find it online and you can get involved that way and then take it a step further and walk outside. And you can take it a step further today by getting in touch with KBOO and put your beliefs out there on the line and make it work, make it actually have an effect in the real world. We have Ani, I believe.
Absolutely, we do. And we also have Jenka. And we are here asking for your support for KBOO Community Radio and Air Cascadia specifically right now, giving thanks to Chris Andre for the incredible amount of work she brings in every day, bringing in these interviews, lining up the topics, making sure that she is covering really the entire world. There is so much to be talked about, and you hear it just 15 minutes at a time on Air Cascadia. Please do call right now with your support, 877-500-5266. Hearing about the plight of the wolves and looking at how this culture treats so-called predators in the environment. Chris's observation of, is this another step to really turn our wildlands into tree farms, kind of hits home. You know, what are the wildlands? What are the forests? You know, are they there for productive value? Are they there because they're important to exist on this planet as part of the ecosystems? Well, you hear this discussion, you hear these topics, you are a part of the conversation when you are listening to KBOO. Please call right now and support it, because it is your contributions that keep us independent. 877-500-5266.
And I'm Jenka. I'm here with Ani, and I just want to level with you right now. We've heard this appeal over the last week or so. You've maybe thought to yourself, okay, I do support KBOO. I just don't have time, or maybe I haven't been paid yet, or whatever the reason is. But I want to tell you that tomorrow is the last day of our membership drive. So we're in the home stretch now, and our projections are that we're going to come up a little bit short. But I think that we will make it. I actually think that we will make up the difference because KBOO listeners are there. So what if you're somebody who could give $20,000, if you're somebody who maybe could trade in some stock options, or you've sold a home or something, and you could fill in the gap and say, yes, I can do that for KBOO right now, then give us a call and let us know. You'll be the hero of this drive. 877-500-5266. But whether you give $20,000 or whether you give $20, your low income or student membership, all of those voices and all of those memberships are equal here at KBOO. We don't have a tiered system of membership. We value all of our members equally. You all get a vote. You're all able to be a part of this station. So whatever you're able to do, budget us in right now. Could you do $20 a month? Could you get the KBOO hoodie and wear that around town? Call right now and let us know. 877-500-5266. If you've been putting it off, now is the time to call. It's very important that you keep this station running and you keep us strong and vibrant year after year. I love these membership drives because the most excellent people, my favorite people, get on the air and extol the virtues of KBOO, extemporaneously expound upon the virtues of KBOO. I love KBOO. I hope you do too. Please call right now. 877-500-5266. Help us reach our goal.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by F&B Cafe and Catering, which operates 3 breakfast and lunch locations in the Portland area and offers a catering menu Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lunch was provided by The Observatory,